सबसे पहले डिस्कस करते हैं अबाउट इट इज केराटोसिस कंजेनिटा विच इज़ इनहेरिटेड डिसऑर्डर कैरेक्टराइज बाई द नील डिस्ट्रॉफी ओरल यूकोप्लेकिया रेटिकुलेटेड हाइपर पिगमेंटेशन एंड द टेंडेंसी टुवर्ड्स द बोन मैरो फेलियर एंड SCC. सो दिस इज द दीज आर द मेन फीचर्स आर द मेन डायग्नोस्टिक क्राइटेरिया वी कैन से दैट इज मेजर डायग्नोस्टिक क्राइटेरिया फॉर दिट इज केराटोसिस कंजेनिटा. Although a few of the features which may be present in some but not all of the patient constitutes the minor criteria, I'm going to share the table. But these are the features which are present in all on which we rely our diagnosis. So if the inherited disorder characterized by the presence of nail dysplasia, oral leukoplakia, reticulated hyperpigmentation in the form of a poikiloderma and tendency towards both, that is development of SCC and also the bone marrow failure is known as dyskeratosis congenita. The inheritance pattern can be either autosomal dominant, autosomal recessive, and can be X-linked recessive as well. The genes are different for the different inheritance pattern. I'm going to share the table. You're just going to see that which genes are associated with which inheritance pattern, and the main defect associated with the dyskeratosis congenita is the telomeropathy leading to severe shortening of the telomeres. The gene mutation lead to the decreased production of those proteins which affect the telomerase maintenance. So when there is a telomere shortening, it will result in the arrest of cell proliferation and leading to apoptosis of the cells.